It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. We have a very special guest today, Maury Zelkovich, and he's the world's first and only brainwave entrainment engineer. And I know, ladies, you're all wondering, what is that? And we're going to find out in just a second. So today we're talking about it's never too late to reimagine yourself. And this topic couldn't be more perfect for my show. So welcome, Maury. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Suzanne. I'm honored that you asked.
Yeah. So can you share with the ladies, first of all, what is a brainwave entrainment engineer?
Sure. Most people have a understanding, if you will, that the brain is a dominant feature in our lives. It kind of makes all our decisions for us. It allows us to think. It allows us to breathe. It makes your heart beat so you don't have to think about your heart beating. There's a lot of beautiful things your brain does. One of the beautiful things your brain does is it helps you to experience your life. And if you understand how the brain works, then you can use technologies like mine, which is brainwave entrainment, to actually recode or reprogram your brain to allow you to experience life the way you're intended to. It's a very interesting fact that I've never heard anyone else talk about, that we feel good and we feel bad, and people just accept that. And they don't understand that, in truth, feeling good is Mother Nature's way of telling you you're thinking and doing the right things. However, feeling bad is maybe even a larger benefit for you because it lets you know that you're thinking or doing the wrong things. Everything is just nature's way of helping you stay on track. And brainwave entrainment allows your brain, we'll get into this, you know, more and how it does that later, but it allows your brain to perform optimally for you. Many people think that they are just the way they are. And I've got news for you. Unless you're happy all the time, no, you're not that way.
Okay. So, and I just want to clarify too, because I think this is important for people to understand. This is based on scientific research, right? It's not like something you just made up in your head, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's certainly based on scientific research. It's based on neurochemistry, which is actually how you feel the way you feel and why you feel the way you feel, on decision-making processes, on brainwave activity, which helps to create the neural, you know, chemistry that we are talking about. So yeah, it's totally based. If anyone's interested, they can go to Google Scholar, mm-hmm. You know, just type in Scholar in Google and it'll take you to an educational search engine where you can find research papers on brainwave entrainment. It goes back literally as far as mankind. I hesitate to say mankind because it makes it sound like men, but you know, human beings from when we first started, you know, smashing rocks together or tapping sticks on rocks, watching a fire. Any of these things create a form of entrainment. And entrainment is nothing more than your neurons, which are your brain cells, capacity to follow a beat or follow a frequency. And when they do that, they naturally release different neurochemistry. And it's that chemistry that allows you to feel the way you feel. Again, if you don't like how you feel, you can actually change your chemistry without having to change your mind or how you think, simply by using finely sculpted tones, which are, you know, a large part of what I do, to urge your brain, if you will, into following different patterns. And those different patterns create different natural thought patterns as well.
So now let's talk about this for a second, because the sound technology that you're talking about, right, is mm-hmm. is that, because you have a method and it's called the Maury method. So yes. Can you, is that what the Maury method is?
Well, brainwave entrainment has, like I said, it's existed for millennia, really. Mm-hmm. But my version of it is a more refined version. It's more designed for modern people, you know, people who live the way we live now. You know, our brains have evolved quite a bit since we, you know, first crawled out of the ocean and grew legs. But the truth of the matter is that you need special patterns. You know, the brain is designed a certain way. And way back then, we lived a stress-free life, literally. We didn't worry about things like taxes all year round. We didn't worry about, you know, our sexual performance. We didn't worry about how we looked. We didn't worry about health. We didn't worry about anything. I mean, essentially, we went to the washroom, we ate, we slept, we defecated, we had sex. We didn't know why we were having sex. We just did it. And, you know, that was our lives. Believe it or not, much more stress-free. As a result of that, you know, you're able, your brain is able to be in a state longer because you have less distractions. There's less going on. Because of that, your brain produced more neurochemistry that it's actually designed to operate on. It's kind of like trying to drive a car, but you only put gas in. You never put windshield washer fluid, brake fluid, transmission fluid, nothing else. Eventually, the system will start breaking down because you're not giving it everything it needs. It's the same thing with the human brain. So what happens is our lives, our lifestyles, the way we've been brought up since birth is so stressed, it's so in the wrong direction that we don't behave naturally. So what the brainwave entrainment does is it allows your neurons, your brain cells, to function more naturally. In other words, you're in a dominant brain state for longer than a few seconds at a time. You can imagine the difference between running a system, an engine, for a couple of seconds at a time over the span of an hour and then having it run for that full hour. You're going to go a lot further. It's going to be more efficient. You're not going to burn as much fuel. You're not going to be as hard on the mechanisms. It works the same way for your brain because your brain is essentially a muscle. So the more you can get it to operate or function naturally the way nature had intended, because remember, the stress I'm talking about that society puts on us is relatively new compared to how long we've been on this planet. So we're never getting a chance to be natural. Our brains aren't functioning, or they're being made or forced to function in a very unnatural manner. It's not surprising that we don't get what we want out of life and that we're dissatisfied and that we have nervous breakdowns and we're stressed and all these other issues, because we're literally forcing our brains to function in ways that it was never designed to function. With brainwave entrainment, that all changes because it allows you to at least experience periods of time during the day where your brain is actually functioning as it was designed. And the difference, even though it's not a full 24 hours of functioning difference, even that half hour or hour that you're going to give it every day is enough to make a massive difference in how you experience the world around you and your overall level of satisfaction with how you experience the world around you as well.
So what I'm hearing you say then, correct me if I'm right or wrong, is that is that you then start to think in a different way that takes less effort, and also that you perform in a calmer state and that you have less anxiety or panic about things and that you're able to handle situations as they come up and not in a frenzied state, more in a level-headed state? Is that what you're saying?
I don't even need to be here. You've got it all figured out.
Oh, that's good.
That's exactly what happens. You see, the thing is, look at it this way. You have so much energy. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a full glass of energy and you're spilling all kinds of water because the glass is shaking from stress all the time. So now when you have a circumstance come up, you see that hot guy or hot girl in the bar or at the party or at the wedding, and you want to go up and talk to him or her, then what happens is you end up thinking to yourself and overthinking to yourself, and you make yourself all worked up and all nervous. Oh, they'd never go out with me. They'd never talk to me. They'd never this, they'd never that. Mm-hmm. So you talk yourself out of it, or you do go up, but because you're so worried, you're sweating like a pig, or you're stumbling and you're not as interesting as you normally are. So you don't leave a good impression because you only have so much fuel left. Now imagine that you're operating optimally. So you haven't spilt any of that fuel. Now you go up, you've got all your resources with you.
Interesting.
It's a massive difference in how you behave. And the interesting thing is, you don't have to try. This isn't reading a book and exercising. This is simply a matter of changing brainwave activity. By doing that, we change the chemistry. By changing the chemistry, we change how we think. Believe it or not, when you were, let's use the previous example, when you're worried about the gal or guy that you're going to go up to or want to go up to, That is creating stress. Okay, that stress is creating brainwave activity because you've decided to create that stressful brainwave activity. That creates a chemical soup in your brain that makes you nervous and anxious because you've decided to feel that way. Oh, they'll never go out with me. They're too good looking. They're too this, they're too that. You know, I'm too this, I'm too that. So you've created that state. Your brain doesn't judge. It just goes with whatever you choose. So if you choose to be upset and nervous and you know, have a lack of confidence about yourself, or you're afraid they're going to say no, you're going to do things body language wise, brain language wise, that will actually bring that to happen or cause it to happen.
Interesting. When
you're doing the brainwave entrainment, it changes the brainwave activity. So if I can carry the previous example just a little bit further, you have all these negative thoughts. They produce brainwave activity that produces the negative soup, I call it, the negative neural soup. Now, that negative neural soup creates more negative thoughts, which then creates more negative soup. You're in a rut now. You're in a cycle. It's kind of like how depression works. So, you know, what you trained yourself to believe in causes your brain activity to act a certain way, which creates certain chemistry, which creates the feelings you feel, which then creates more chemistry and so on. With entrainment, you don't have to change how you think, because what it'll do is it'll subtly change your brainwave activity. By doing that, that will subtly change your chemistry, and that naturally will change how you think. I can't tell you how many times when I was single, I would go up to a woman in a bar at a party and have total confidence. And even if she shot me down, I thought, okay, I wasn't right for her, instead of losing all confidence. And the reason that happened was because my brain was in the right state of mind. So that the chemistry was in such a fashion that I had confidence in myself. And if it didn't work out, that's okay. You can't be for everybody. You move on. That's all a matter of how we think, because it creates the chemistry then. You know, if bad thinking creates bad chemistry, good thinking creates good chemistry. And the good chemistry helps you to cope better and deal better. And it's not just in relationships, in emergency situations, in any kind of situation that requires you to problem solve. You're more likely to come up with the right answer if you're calm, cool, and collected. And you're more likely to be calm, cool, and collected if your brain is operating more naturally.
So that's really interesting. And I love that you use that example about for yourself and how you would go up to women, because the majority of my audience is women. And so I know for them, they have a lot of fears in like doing online dating and contacting men.
Sure.
Like, what if I get rejected? So my question for you is, though, how did you shift that? Is it just by listening to the sounds, or is it also really shifting your thinking? Do you have to be proactive about that also? Or is it just listening to the sounds? Because that sounds pretty awesome to me.
Well, you know, I spent most of my life in severe depression, and I've had a bunch of suicide attempts. So I can tell you that I studied all the masters and even people you probably never heard of, and none of their systems helped me. And one of the reasons for that is because no one can really help you except for you.
Right.
And unfortunately, a lot of the works were written, or let me be more accurate, I interpreted the way they were written as blueprints for me to use to feel better. I think they were more allegorical. So it was supposed to teach me something that I was then supposed to apply to myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't take it that way. I think a lot of people don't take it that way. So when I tried all these things, I just got more depressed and more suicidal because I wasn't getting anywhere. Mm. When I discovered brainwave entrainment and then created my own variety of it, I realized that I'm not changing how I think. How I think is not changing no matter what I do. I tried exercises. I tried meditation. I tried mantras. I mean, affirmations, everything under the sun, hypnosis, a bunch of things I can't even remember. Literally hundreds and hundreds of different techniques. None of them helped me, because I had gotten myself into such a rut with this negative chemistry, negative thinking thing, that every time I started to feel good about myself, the chemistry would kick in. The cycle would kick in. When I realized I'm not going to change how I think, I realized I need to change what I produce instead. Because remember, it's my negative thoughts that were creating the negative chemistry. if I can't change the thoughts, how do I change the chemistry? And it made me think that I'm on the right track, because let's face it, that's what doctors do with depressed people. They give them synthetic neurochemicals, not producing, or to subdue chemistry you are producing. And in most people, it helps as long as you stay on them. Now, there's side effects like crazy, but it does help. So my question was, without taking chemicals or drugs or anything else, how else do I influence the brain chemistry? Well, I realized that, of course, your thinking creates different brainwave patterns, which then creates different thoughts, like the chemistry, which then allows you to feel those thoughts. It became clear to me that I needed to find a way to actually influence my brain activity without taking chemicals. And I was watching, I noticed when I watched a fire and heard the crackling wood, time would just fly.
Was that almost like a calming effect in a meditation for you that was natural? Yeah.
Yes, you have to understand that I had thousands of voices in my head all my life for over 40 years. Every waking minute, I felt like I was in the middle of a concert at intermission with thousands and thousands of people all talking at the same time and loudly. You know, I heard it that I couldn't hear teachers talk in class because the noise was just so loud in my head. But when I realized that if I can't stop the thoughts, which create the chemistry, which create more thoughts, what if I could intercept it after the thought process? What if I could alter my brain chemistry after I had the thoughts? Would that then change the thoughts that came afterwards? It did. And with regular listening and a lot of listening, I started thinking differently without any effort at all. I didn't have to do affirmations. I didn't have to do hypnosis. I didn't have to do any of that stuff. It just started changing how you think and how you act, because your natural state is happy and at peace, whoever you are. And when you're happy and at peace, believe me, you're going to meet the right person. As I started listening to my recordings more and more often and getting more and more results with them, you have to remember, I'm in my like 40s already when I'm doing this. I started feeling a lot better about myself, and I just stopped hearing the voices, and everything just changed all by itself. And I've been married now for 7-8 years. We've been together over 10 years. And I have to tell you, I can't keep my hands off of her. I mean, when I'm lying in bed, I have to, for at least a couple of seconds, I have to have my hand just up against her, so I know she's real, because it's so dreamlike for me that coming from where I came from, where the darkest black that you can imagine is a sunny day for me.
Wow.
And then I have to just touch her, and she hates being touched when she's sleeping, but just for a couple of seconds, just so I know that this is real. It's like you pinch yourself to know that you're awake. And that's the difference that brainwave entrainment has done for me. And no one else could do that for me, and nothing else could do that for me. And it made me realize that everybody has their own answer. If you have an issue, you also have the solution, guaranteed. The trick is, how do you find it? And for me, and for tens of thousands of people now, brainwave entrainment is the key, because it unlocks your own abilities. It's kind of like you're a child who's wandering through a new house. Your parents bought it and you guys are moving in. It's all exciting. And you've checked every nook and cranny except one room where there's no key, but the door's locked. And you're just aching to get in there to see what's going on. And you can't find out what's going on. And eventually, after years, your parents have just put up a bookcase there because they can't get in. They don't want to think about it anymore. But you know there's something missing in your life. Well, entrainment gives you the key to unlock that subconscious, that unconscious, that part of you, the power within you that allows you to be everything you want to be. And the biggest lesson I learned was that the you don't want to be isn't someone who's with like the hunkiest guy or the most gorgeous girl or the richest bank account. Mm-hmm. Those might be aspects or side effects, if you will, that come when you achieve that. But the real part is loving yourself and respecting yourself and expecting yourself to be happy and doing what makes you happy, because our society pushes you to want things that, and claims, you know, the marketing is, you want to be happy, you want to have that big hunky guy, you want to have that gorgeous hot girl, you want to have this, you want to have that. Society teaches you that to get these things, you need to do other things. And that's all driven by money. It's not driven by reality. You have a brain, and interestingly enough, you really have three brains. You've had gut feelings, Suzanne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you felt things in your heart, too,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To know things in your heart. Believe it or not, neurons, which are your brain cells, exist in three parts of your body. And I'm sure you can all guess where they exist now. They exist in your head, they exist in your heart, and they exist in your gut. So when you want to make a decision, a great rule of thumb is, if your heart, your gut, and your head agree, probably good for you. If any one of them don't agree, you should step back and take a few breaths and find out why. Because I suspect if any part doesn't agree, it's because you've fallen victim to the marketing machine, which is telling you, you got to have a Mercedes or a BMW, otherwise you're not going to get that girl. You got to have, you know, beautiful hair and a thin body, or you're not going to get that guy. Look, you're going to get whoever is absolutely perfect for you. Every single time, you will get the person perfect for you. And if the person you're with now isn't perfect for you, they're there because they're supposed to teach you something.
Yeah.
And prepare you for that next person to come along. But you will get, I guarantee you, you will get the most perfect person for you. You will have the love of loves. The love that makes your heart sing, that makes you cry from being so happy. I feel like I'm like this far away, by the way. So you will get all of that if you just listen to yourself, and if you take care of yourself, and if you work to make yourself happy. Everything else will come into place. You don't have to try to make a guy happy for him to like you. You have to like yourself. And you know what? If he doesn't like you back, he's wasting your time.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're right.
Or he's teaching you something you need to learn for the real perfect guy that's around the corner.
Exactly.
And that's what you need to understand. I didn't understand that.
So let me ask you a question, Maury, because it's
sure.
Interesting what you were talking about before you met your wife, right?
Yeah.
So in your relationships before your wife, were they all disasters because you weren't?
No.
So share,
they were all
can
perfect.
You share? They were not.
Yeah, they were all perfect. Looking back on them, they were all perfect. They were all, look, every experience you have in your life makes you who you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're saying perfect in that way.
And I found the perfect woman. And I have all of the girls who, by the way, I'm not proud to say this, but I don't even remember most of their names or even what they look like. Because through my depression, one of the things I was to try to defeat it was a drug addict, an alcoholic, and a sex addict.
Mm.
Because when you're depressed, you try to grab at anything you can to, even for a couple of seconds, to feel better. And every single one of these girls, I was right for, and she was right for me for the time we were together. And you have to look at it like a quart of milk. It might be good for a week or two, but eventually it's going to go sour until you find that perfect quart of milk. Or for those of you not in the United States, it's that perfect liter of milk. Okay. So that's the point, though. You have to be understanding of the fact that things will last as long as they're supposed to last. Maybe mm-hmm. you need to learn a lesson. Maybe you need to teach a lesson. Whatever the point is, that perfect person will be there for you when you're ready for them. You know, if I was still depressed, severely depressed, if I was still a drug addict, if I was still an alcoholic, if I was still a sex addict when I met my wife, well, maybe she would have liked the sex addict part of it, but you know, if I was all these things, we would have gone out probably for 3 or 4 weeks and then I'd never hear from her again or see her again. But because, and I was 47 when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, when you look back on it, you say to yourself, boy, I'm happy I didn't meet her when I was 19.
Right. Because you wouldn't have been ready for her, right?
No, and I would have destroyed it. I would have ruined it.
So let me ask you a question, because you talked about being a sex addict, a drug addict, addicted to alcohol too,
yep.
All those things. So did brainwave entrainment, did that help shift that without you having to go to rehab or anything like that? I'm fascinated by this.
I OD'd once and I remember the they sent someone to me because I was honest. I was scared that I was going to die. So I was honest about everything I did. And of course, the minute you start telling them how much you smoked, how much you did and this and that and the other thing, they think, okay, well, this guy's got serious problems. Right. And keeping in mind that I was pretty much stoned and high all of my life from about 19 to like 45, no, maybe 40, something mm-hmm. like that. Over 20 years, every single minute I was high in some way, and oftentimes in multiple ways. But I started using the entrainment as I was developing the technology. And that's when I first started noticing the voices going away for a couple of seconds. And believe me, when they go away for a couple of seconds and you've had them all the time, you notice.
Yeah.
And I was actually afraid. You know, the devil you don't know as opposed to the devil you know.
Right.
And it turns out that, yeah, it helped me get over all of it.
Wow.
With it, you see, because it changes your needs. It changes who you are back to who you really are, as opposed, you know, as the need to smoke tons of drugs, as the need to take lots of drugs, as the need to take, you know, to drink alcohol like crazy and to smoke and this and that and everything else, you know, and to screw uncontrollably. As all these needs went away, the activity went away.
Mm.
It, you know, I tried to quit smoking a million times. I used to have a joke that I liked the feeling of quitting so much that I did it every day. Right? Which is really stupid.
Right.
But it is what it is. You know, I don't mind admitting my weaknesses and my faults because they've actually made me much stronger.
So when you started listening to the recordings,
mm-hmm.
when did you, how long, I know for everybody it's different, but I want to hear for you personally.
Sure.
When did you start to feel the shift and you started going, wow, I think this is working. And then it was all uphill from there.
Well, actually, you have to understand that I'm a severe case.
Uh-huh.
Most of my clients aren't anywhere near as bad off as I was.
Okay.
I had to create this technology because nothing existed that could help me out there already. So I had no choice but to, you know, create it. But I would say the very first time I listened, and like I said, after I finished and I realized that, wait a minute, I don't hear anything. Like silence.
Mm.
I got so excited and then I got terrified because, you know, after all those years, I mean, you have to understand from the day I can remember being aware, self-aware, I have heard like the volume we're talking right now, thousands and thousands of voices all at the same time. For that to suddenly disappear, it's kind of like a dirty, moldy security blanket. Yes, it stinks. Yes, it's got holes in it. Yes, it's dirty, but boy, I've had it my whole life. I really need to hold on to this thing. Well, right after the first time, even during the first time, because I just noticed different sensations. I noticed the tingling in my fingers and in my toes. And it wasn't like a bad tingling. It just kind of felt light. It felt nice. And my thoughts, instead of being about destruction and devastation, were just about, wow, this is cool. You know, you have to understand, for decades, I would wake up every single morning, cross my fingers, look out the window, and wish I would see mushroom clouds.
Wow.
Because if I saw those mushroom clouds, I knew I wouldn't have to live through another day.
Wow. Wow, that is so powerful. And so
now I want to live forever.
And no, well, and now, like how you just described everything, now I get, and my audience gets exactly why you reach out in the middle of the night and touch your wife to make sure she's real, because the reality that you were living before this was so painful. Like as you're describing this, I don't even know how you were able to get work done and even function throughout the day.
I got fired from every job I ever had.
Wow.
I made barely minimum wage when I did. And this is right up into adulthood, making nothing, next to nothing. All my friends are like getting rich and I'm, you know, living with my folks.
Wow.
Or with Earl and she's paying all the bills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to understand something. Nothing is bad in this world. Nothing is good either. It only becomes that way when you label it so. And looking back on it all, I'm grateful for every misery, because it's I mislabeled it. You know, when you call something bad, you interestingly enough, you don't you back away from it.
Right.
It's the natural thing is to resist, to go away, to not pay attention, to try to get away. But instead, if you look at it as a lesson, you learn something from it. Because remember, again, there's no such thing as good or bad. It's just how we choose to define it. So if we choose to define something as an educational experience, if I've had a lot of bad romances and I choose instead to think, why am I so unlucky or what am I doing wrong? Instead of thinking, well, what did I learn from each of these? Now, all of a sudden, you can respect and be grateful for all these people and all these so-called bad events. Everything that you felt bad for me for, I am thrilled that it happened. And you haven't even heard a fraction of a percent of everything that's gone on with me. But I am grateful for every bit of it. I have this childish saying that goes, I couldn't be so happy if I first didn't feel so crappy.
That is so true, right?
It is. You know, when you realize that all these things are just lessons.
Yeah.
That's all they are. I got to tell you this quick story. I've told it before to other people, but it describes the situation so perfectly. When I was 5 or 6 years old, I was living in Winnipeg with my family because I hadn't moved out yet, obviously, at 6 or 7 years old. But my mom was on the phone, you know, on the phone talking. She was cooking. And back in those days, the ovens had, or the stovetops had a raised element and they glowed, right? So, Mom, play with me. And of course, she's busy. She's talking, she's cooking, she's trying to take care of us all. And she goes, honey, just, you know, go play with your tops or whatever it was, Lego back then, I guess. And of course, I didn't. And I saw this burning element and I started reaching for it. So I'm reaching for this element. And my mom looks at me and goes, honey, don't do that. You'll burn yourself. Beautiful, calm, loving voice, right? Well, the next time, and you can guess there were many next times, she said, honey, don't do that. You'll burn yourself. So there's still love, but it's a little more stressed. Well, this happened 4 or 5 or 6 more times. And each time it got more violent, her reaction to me attempting to touch this element. The last time that she caught me, she actually slapped me hard. That still didn't sway me. Finally, I went in and I touched it and I burned the crap out of my hand. For weeks, it hurt, like really badly. Moral of this story, if I had listened to my mom / the universe / experiences lesson the first time, I could have saved myself a whole lot of pain, right? So the universe is going to, you are going to make a mistake of interpreting your life as being cursed, or I don't deserve, it's non-deserving, because I've always had bad relationships and I've always made the wrong decision and I always picked the wrong guy or the wrong girl or whatever, right? So the truth is, each one of those experiences is the universe, yourself, your inner self, God, whatever you want to believe, whatever you want to call it, trying to teach you something. But the human experience is such that if you don't learn easy, it's going to try to teach you hard. And that was the, when I look back on it, you know, as an adult, I realized that's maybe one of the more valuable lessons I ever learned. Don't interpret things as bad and listen when you get a hint. When something gives you a hint, how many times have you been, you know, driving in your car and you have a close call? And you don't pay attention to it. And then you get into a fender bender or you miss your turn or worse, you get into a bad accident or you hit someone. If you had paid attention to those close calls, that's the universe telling you, hey, you're not paying attention. And now with these lovely things, we are even more distracted.
Yeah.
So it's really important to remember that you have full control and everything happens to you for a good reason. And if something you call bad, you're doing a disservice to yourself because you're taking away your chance of learning something from it.
Oh, I love that. Oh my goodness, this was amazing. And I love how you have this really positive outlook on your life and you're really thankful and you have a sense of gratitude towards what's
Oh,
happened in the past, 'cause you could easily go into victim mode and you have chosen to not go there. And I love that about you. And
thank you.
I think the gifts that you bring to other people that are suffering from the same thing is it could, I mean, it's going to change the world and how people think and how they look at things and moving forward in their not life and not just saying, oh, this is just how my life is. It sucks, right? Is you can change it and you changed
Yeah.
it later in life. And I love that.
Yeah, it's never too late. I have a nun who started using my stuff at 92 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She still uses it. And she sends me email all the time commenting how much it's helped to change her life, to get her closer to God, all these things. You know, whatever your belief system is, whatever gives you pleasure and joy, these are things that you need to be thinking and doing more of because they may give you pleasure and joy. And brainwave entrainment can help you to kind of cut the weeds so you can see clearly what it is that you really want out of life and not get fooled by the marketing around you. You know, the last thing I want for any of you is to miss out on that great love in your life. And it doesn't matter how old you are, because you know what? All you have is now anyway. When you were 16 years old, it was now. When you're 36, it's now. When you're 86, it's now. Nobody has anything other than now. So it doesn't matter if you think you've made a lot of mistakes or if you think it's too late. No such thing. No such thing as too late ever, because we all exist in now anyway. And it doesn't matter what you've done in the past, you make new decisions today, everything falls into place.
Exactly. I love that. So, Maury, this has been amazing. So, can you
Thank you.
share with the ladies how they can find you? Because I know everyone wants to know now.
Sure. If you'd like to find me, feel free to go to www.quantummindmethod, all one word, .com. Or you can always just search my name on the internet. I'm sure I'll turn up.
Awesome. Awesome. So thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. Our show is available both in video format and podcast format. If you'd like to get the videos, you can go to yournextamazingstory.com. And if you'd like to get the podcast, you can get it on Apple Podcast or any of the other podcast directories. So if you would like to get our free ebook, How to Create Your Next Amazing Story in 3 Simple Steps, you can click right here on the video or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.